Some details on one of Idaho's most precious assets, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The Snake River Plain Aquifer underlies the Snake River Plain, which extends from near the western boundary of Yellowstone National Park in eastern Idaho to the Idaho-Oregon border where the Snake River enters Hell's Canyon. The Snake River Plain controls the economy of much of southern Idaho, north and west of Pocatello. 3 million acres of farmland on the Snake River Plain are irrigated, with approximately one-third from wells and the remaining two-thirds from canals. This extensive irrigation system is the primary reason that Idaho has the highest per capita water consumption in the U.S. The Snake River Plain is underlain by fractured basalt lava flows. Within basalts, permeable zones are mainly the tops and bottoms of lava flows, with columnar jointing in between, providing slower vertical transmission of water. We all know by now this has been a great water year, and Don Brown helps manage one of Idaho's best sites for adding surface water to the huge underground storage tank.
When it gets clear full, it'll come up another 2 feet, but it really doesn't ever go anywhere. It just statics out and stays there and just disappears in the lava rock.
Since the 1950s, Idaho's water managers have tried to add 250,000 acre-feet of water to the aquifer each year, and in 2017, they will meet that minimum plus some. Wesley Hitke, Recharge Program Manager for the Idaho Department of Water Resources, says that Idaho's agriculture economy is growing, but
without water, you can't grow.
David Sparks.